Hey gang, welcome back you guys. Episode 117 of Zero Carb Journal. I'm Matt, as always, and good morning. How are you guys? Did you have a good week? Did you stay the course, make some progress? I bet you did great. I had a great week, you guys. It's been really good. Had a rough morning already. I did this once, and I my microphone didn't work, and so I got there to edit it, and there was nothing there. So I'm going to make it a short one for you guys, because I already said all this, and it never goes as well when it doesn't just kind of fall out of me. It's funny, you know, if I try and prepare, I can come up with a few thoughts about what I'd like to talk about, but if I write it out or do it beforehand, I lose it. It's got to come out. These journals have to just flow organically, or it just doesn't seem valid or whatever. I don't feel like I'm honest. It's when I just sort of let it go, I'm very honest. And when I plan ahead, I second guess, and I edit is what I do. And so anyways, it'll be a short one, but good morning, you guys. How are you? Did you have a good week? I hope you did. I had such a good week, you guys. I just told you a long story about it, so I'll leave it short. We had great surf all week. I had one day of work that was a good one. We commissioned my new boat, but mostly I just surfed, wore myself out, saw all my dearest old friends out in the water, and it was great. I've had a really good week. Totally wore myself out physically, completely exhausted. But I have had some beautiful moments, some great hangouts with some wonderful old friends. You know, when I go out down there and when the surf's really good, as I told you before, people come out of the woodwork and I see friends from, I mean, I was hanging out with friends I met and you know, like the basis of our relationship is like in Crested Butte, Colorado in 1991 or at Mount Baker in 1993 or whatever, you know, these people who I have this long history with. And in some cases, people who I set on the road to their careers and their marriages, you know, people I met in Colorado and gave snowboards because I was in a position to sponsor people. So I would sponsor young people who were young then, and that, you know, come to find out now their path 30 years later is they're top professionals in the sport and a lifetime career and kids and, you know, a spouse who was my other dear friend from a different part of the world. And I brought them together. You know, it's just so cool to see these old people and think of the history. And so I had a great week reflecting on all that. Felt really good. I've been eating mostly just beef. Did go out and eat my breakfast, and I did have a little bit of a sick day from the bacon at breakfast at the place I eat out. It wasn't too bad. Just had a little diarrhea, turning to bile, yellow diarrhea, which is my symptom of when I get, you know, something that won't digest. And I think it was the bacon, and it was no big deal, but it did sort of make me think I should slow down on trying to eat out. It's funny, I've been balancing, you know, trying to eat out more so I get more socializing. But then it makes me sick, so I don't do it as much. So a bit of a catch-22. but hey, one thing I want to talk to you guys about is my father approached me this last week with the idea of one of those DNA test kits for health. And so I did some research and found a company called Color Genomics that does tests for, they test your DNA basically for health risks, cancers and heart disease and things like that. He proposed it to me as something that might be helpful. Robin, I loved, you know, your comment last week about more information is more information, you know, that it can only help. And so, you know, I think it seems like an interesting thing to do. I'm definitely a little nervous. It seems like it might be Pandora's box. I mean, some of those things, you could find out you have a risk for something that there's really nothing you can do about. So it makes me a bit nervous, I suppose. But I think I'm going to do it. I'm curious. And on that note, that brings me to this upcoming week, which is my doctor's appointment. So I've been thinking a lot about that, and I have gotten all the information about these other tests that are specific to IBD and Crohn's, that are genetic type tests. I think they involve some stool sampling as well to tell you know, to do genetic testing and some biome sampling, and they're looking for, you know, risk factors for Crohn's, bile acid malabsorption. There's a celiac panel. They have all sorts of things that could offer me a much clearer picture potentially of what is my situation is. And I definitely am interested in doing those. I'm not sure what access is like. It may be prohibitively expensive. But I'm certainly going to talk to my doctor about that. So I'm looking forward to that. I got my doctor's appointment this week. I should be starting on my new boat and heading towards a big long break and sort of another phase for me. So really feeling good and positive about this coming week and kind of where I'm at. I've been feeling really healthy, you guys. The surf, like I said, I surfed every day, which it takes so much out of me that often I can't do it days in a row. But this week I just felt good. I kept going. It was huge, scary surf. And I put myself in I'm not the strongest swimmer right now, so I put myself in in a little bit of nervous situations. There was plenty of people around. Don't worry. but I swam my ass off is what I'm trying to say and really wore myself out. But I felt great. And so I'm just really looking forward to this spring here as the weather nicens up and I can start to get out on my bike and on my surfboard more. I'm just feeling it. So I had a great week, you guys, and I sure hope you did too. And don't have a whole lot to share. I'm gonna try and, like I said, go to my doctor this week, make some plans for getting some more information. We'll see how that goes. I do want to kind of focus with him on my broken toe or whatever the heck it is, my turf lifetime of turf toe, whatever that might be. Because it did, it kept me out of the water one day this week, and I was in incredible pain. So I definitely want to revisit, you know, maybe some other aspects of my health. But I'm absolutely going to inquire about these tests and see if we can't get on the road to doing those. And then other than that, I'm just going to be diving back into work and trying to put this last boat of the season behind me. So I hope you guys are doing good. I hope you had a great week and made some progress. I want to thank you guys so much for all your kind comments and questions. Your comments last week had a great impact on me. They really did. I've been struggling with, you know, what to do and to hear all of the sides. You know, Robin, to hear you, you're absolutely right. More information is just more information, more data for us. So I absolutely agree with that. And then Backpacking Granny, you really spoke kind of what's in my heart, which is, you know, that I'm doing it all. What good is a diagnosis, especially if I have to get sick to get one? Taking care of myself the best I've ever done right now. And I concur with that. Although I know that, for instance, my parents and Robin, I hear it in your recommendations as well, that, and you guys are right. You know, there's potentially some other stuff that I'm not aware of that could come up. It'd be good to at least have somewhere to go should I get sick again and to have more data, you know, just keep working on that path. So I am interested in doing that. I don't want to, you know, dedicate the next 2 years of my life to just going to doctors and back and forth. So I'm definitely not going to be highly proactive, but I'm definitely going to work with my doctor about doing these tests, hopefully, and seeing if we can access those, and if not, then seeing what the next step is. So I'm looking forward to just sort of getting in there and working with him on moving forward. Yeah, making some progress. So all right, you guys, that's enough for now. This daylight savings time now, it says is that right? Is it 7? Almost 8? Wow. All right, you guys, I'm going to get going. Hope you have a great day and a great week. Hope you make some progress. And thank you so much for listening and watching and for all your kind comments. It means so much to me. You guys make a huge difference in my life. So thank you again, and I will see you guys next time. All right, you guys, thanks. See ya.